Now, another in the occasional day-to-day series about some of the people who helped in the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina, and today, a volunteer firefighter in Aspen, Colorado, Rick Ballantyne. As Aspen Public Radio's Andre Lee reports, when he saw what was going on in the streets of New Orleans after the hurricane, Rick borrowed a truck from the Aspen Fire Department and drove south.
Anyway, we just got to finish that tile bath.
On a typical day, the 51-year-old Ballantyne oversees his business, Ballantyne Collections, outfitting Aspen mansions with tile, carpet, stone, and hardwood.
Did we find all the tile we need for this bathroom?
Yeah.
Can we go over and take a look at that bathroom off the office? Can you get a second?
But 2 weeks ago, with scenes from storm-battered New Orleans on TV, what's typical changed. Ballantyne's wife is from New Orleans, and his brother-in-law, Brett, is a firefighter with the New Orleans Fire Department.
He was just telling me how much devastation there was, how much destruction there was, and sitting by and watching it on TV was difficult. With the training that we've had in the fire department to help and rescue, and we do it all the time for people we don't know, I just couldn't sit here and not go help.
Ballantyne looks the part of a rescue hero. He's tall and fit, with graying sandy hair to his chin and eyes that crinkle when he smiles. He's been a volunteer with the Aspen Fire Department for the last 18 years. On Thursday after the hurricane, he and another firefighter left Aspen under a sunny blue sky. They pulled into the French Quarter early Sunday morning.
And it was still utter chaos everywhere. You know, helicopters flying around, and there was seemed to be some security, but certainly not like there is now. You know, it was a little bit of the unknown factor. You know, you don't know what to be prepared for because of all the reports of looting and shooting and just mass mayhem.
In the Garden District, fires blazed, thanks both to natural gas explosions and arsonists. Ballantyne and his partner joined New Orleans firefighters going block to block, hosing down fires almost nonstop.
The problem is we're running out of water. They did have overhead helicopters dropping water drops on top of us and the houses we were in, and which was a new experience. Once in a while, someone would say, "Everybody down," and you duck down, and then all of a sudden you get doused with a helicopter full of water from above. It's pretty crazy.
For 4 days, Ballantyne worked and lived with New Orleans firefighters, almost all of whom had lost everything in the flood. Eventually, crews also showed up from New York and Illinois.
You know, any fireman in the country, or probably in the world, can go to any other fire department in the country or in the world and know they've got friends there. They're going to help them if they're in trouble. And it's something that's sort of a bond of brothers in the fire department that's kind of hard to explain.
When Ballantyne drove back to Aspen and crossed the Continental Divide, he saw Aspen tucked into the valley below. And then it wasn't relief he felt, but something else.
A short 24-hour drive away, there's so much suffering and human peril going on. And driving over the pass, looking how beautiful it is and the aspen leaves, I got this incredible amount of guilt and actually started crying because I felt like I should and could do more.
For NPR News, I'm Andre Lee.